The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Water. Sparkling water. Lemon. Osmosis. Carbonated. Filtered. Distilled. See? In trouble.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched today. We're going to have third in a series of shows that we've done regarding ICE. This one is called Should We Abolish ICE? And I'm going to be having a great conversation with friend of show Fernando Leon from Berkshire Interfaith Organizing. So stay tuned for the second half of the show, and we will see the direction that we go. Right now it's up in the water, and you know why ice? Why? You know, ice, water, come on, frozen, Berkshires. We're going all around the world with Apple and Amazon Music and all sorts of great podcast platforms, so check us out. We're here at WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and then also 88.1 WSBR in Lee, and anywhere else as the water flows around the world via podcast, so check us out. Super psyched to be with you. And the first one is a tune by The Bruce. For those of you who are not familiar with The Bruce, I'm not talking about Robert The Bruce. I'm not talking about his friend William Wallace. I am, however, talking about Bruce Springsteen and Streets of Minneapolis. So stay tuned. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicollet Avenue, a city aflame fought fire and ice neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood, and two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Oh, Minneapolis, I hear your voice saying in through the bloody mist, we'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. Here in our home they killed and roamed in the winter of 26. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Trump's federal thugs beat upon his face and his chest. Then we heard the gunshots, and Alex Pretty lay in the snow dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir. Just don't believe your eyes. It's our blood and bones and these whistles and phones against Miller and Noam's dirty lies. Oh, our Minneapolis, hear your voice crying through the bloody mist. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Now they say they're here to uphold the law, but they trample on our rights. If your skin is black or brown, my friend, you can be questioned or deported on sight. In our chains of ice out now, our city's heart and soul persists. Through broken glass and bloody tears on the streets of Minneapolis. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. Here in our home they killed and roamed in the winter of 26. Of Minneapolis. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of
looking for purpose in the current circus. If you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. Just last week was kinda tough, I put a kid in cuffs. I zip-tied a lady to a van. We can sneak around town hunting working folks down. I hear they got a great benefit plan. Join ICE, boy ain't it nice. Join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE. Well, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. I got picked on in school, I never felt that cool. There's a hole in my soul that just rages. All the ladies turned me down and I felt like a clown. But will you look at me now, I'm putting folks in cages. At ICE, for respect and power, join ICE, I hear they got great hours. There's a sign-on bonus of 50 grand. They're in need of you needing to feel like a man. Join ICE. Look at them go. In the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. See, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. Join ICE, boy ain't it nice. Join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE.
You never take advice.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super water man, your ambassador for water and all things related to water, such as ice. Yeah, those things too. You know, this is our third in a series of shows where we discuss ice and look at it. A little later in the show, friend of show, Fernando Leon from Berkshire Interfaith Organizing. And he'll be discussing how literally Berkshire County was before Minneapolis. We were the first community, one of the first communities in the country, I think right after Los Angeles, to stand up and just say no to oppression of the American people and their community members. And really, it's interesting to watch how the solidarity grows. Because if you think this kind of abuse is not tied to the current abuse that's in the news, then you are gravely mistaken, because really it's about the flow of love. We started off the show with Streets of Minneapolis by Bruce Springsteen. Then we had Join Ice, a sarcastic song by Jesse Wells. And then we had Cold as Ice, bringing in the excitement of the classic rock from Foreigner. And super psyched. We got a little news coming your way. And this is from Bill Shine. I know he writes for the Argus, but I think he changed it, or he has a new place that he generates. It's called Reason Gone Mad, because everything is fine. And this is a story that ties ICE directly to Berkshire County. And this is a story, goes by the title, The Bear Cat Next Door, built in the Berkshires, deployed by ICE, a high-profile tool used in federal immigration enforcement, is manufactured in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in the heart of deep blue Berkshire County. Few seem eager to talk about it. And this was published on February 3rd. 2026. Some of the important highlights of the story is a top ICE contractor during the first year of the second Trump administration, Pittsfield-based Lenco Industries, received more new ICE spending than any other Massachusetts company, and that's close to $6 million. The kind of vehicles deployed was Lenco's Bearcat. Armored vehicles have been used prominently in ICE enforcement operations, protest responses, and agency recruitment. Public support over the same period, Lenco received state grants aimed at expanding production capacity. Well, is that not ironic? So Massachusetts specifically gave public support in the name of grants to Lenco. And then a limited response, Lenco and most Massachusetts officials contacted for the story did not respond, except State Senator Paul Mark said the company should consider suspending new sales of armored vehicles to ICE. Well, that sounds like a novel idea, Senator Paul Mark. And then we have a little bit of the story. I won't go into it, but you can actually look it up online. It's called The Bearcat Next Door and ReasonGoneMad.com is the website where you could find it. As outrage over U.S. immigration and customs enforcement has intensified, driven by raids and indiscriminate sweeps carried out by mass agents, violent suppression of street protests, and the killing of two Minneapolis activists, political leaders across Berkshire County and Massachusetts in general have called for expanded oversight, defunding, and even abolition of what they describe as a militarized and unaccountable federal agency. Some people, including myself, call it thugs in mass. We cannot give one more penny to Trump's ICE while it is mass poorly trained agents terrorize people all across the country, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren said last week. She called for meaningful oversight over an out of control ICE and suggested the agency should be stripped down to its studs. Governor Maura Healey of the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts last month announced executive actions and legislation she said would constrain ICE, citing unlawful and unconstitutional actions by ICE that are meant to intimidate and instill fear in our communities, including against United States citizens who are exercising their constitutional rights. And that is, well, in this particular story, there's more you could read at the reasongonemad.com website by Bill Shine. It's called, the name of the story is called Bearcat Next Door. And a little message out to Lenko. You're free to come on the show and discuss your side of the story. Just reach out with the following email, andsoitflows@gmail.com, and share your side of the story and maybe perhaps get a little bit into why you think it's a good idea to have this kind of armored personnel carrier go on the streets of America, break people's constitutional rights, and allow a federal agency to come in and abuse people left and right and center. And really, it's not a good look, Lenko. And got more coming your way. There's a little bit to put a little lighter side onto things. Here's some Austin Powers, international man of mystery, when he was unfrozen.
Volunteer to have himself frozen in case Dr. Evil should ever return.
Well, I hope your boy's up to it. We don't want to have to bail you guys out again like after WW2.
This is our celebrity vault. Please.
So who is this Austin Powers?
The ultimate gentleman spy. Irresistible to women, deadly to his enemies, a legend in his own time.
Attention, stage one. Laser cutting begins. Laser cutting complete. Stage 2. Warm liquid goo phase beginning. Warm liquid goo phase complete. Stage 3. Reanimation beginning. Reanimation complete. Stage 4. Cleansing beginning. Cleansing complete. Stage 5. Evacuation beginning. Thank you. Evacuation complete. Evacuation complete. Evacuation complete.
I want to be rich.
Wishing for more money?
Well, looks like that person wants to be rich, but in the meantime, we got a little bit more coming your way. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, the rock and roll water show that you didn't know Pittsfield had, and making water grunge again. We got a little more music coming your way. So a little bit about what happens after people get their lives upended by a federal agency that's out of control. This is Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Took a chance, made of a plan, but I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No,
you don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from you. There's just no chance for you and me. There'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
Said. It wasn't like you only talked to him, and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it.
Don't have to say
what you did.
I already know.
I found
out from him. Now there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
You'll never be. And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
All alone.
Now you tell me you need me. Then you call me on the phone.
You call me on the phone.
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused. Other guy,
not like them, baby.
Bridges go burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So call me a river. Go on and just
call me a river.
Go on and just
call me a river.
Baby, go on and just
call me a river.
Don't have to say what you did.
I already know. I found out from him. Now there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
Don't it make you sad about it?
Go on and just
let
me
a
river.
Go on and just
let
me
a river.
Go on and just
let
me
a river.
Go on and just
let me a river.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. That's Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake off the Justin Justified album. And I think a lot of things are justified. One is to, you know, raise our voices, have those conversations, call your congresspeople, call your local representatives, call your local business leaders, and perhaps have them stop making things that are going to oppress the American people, especially if later on we find that all this stuff was patently illegal and the workers making those machines are going to be held accountable for that. So that's a little shout out to the folks making those Bearcats. And if anybody over at Lenco wants to come on and have that conversation about why you're making machinery like that, I'm more than happy to have that conversation on the air and around the world with our podcast to kind of share that perspective. Because, you know, obviously $6 million is a lot of money. However, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. And that's really an important little message from And So It Flows to folks all around the world. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. We got a little bit of poetry, and this is from Sophia Cabot Black. This name of this poem is called Ice. Thank you, poets.org, for making this available. Ice. A small animal went out to the middle and disappeared. No sign of anything. Further, at the border where trees no longer take root, the brave track, steadfast, written only so far, we grow quiet enough to hear the moan of ice. The rumble of deep water going beyond its beyond, we cannot break open without loss, and ice with nothing more. To remember shifting under its own weight, as if it would stay forever. Do not let the word for this stand for something else. It is this. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to have had a sit down with Fernando Leon of Berkshire Interfaith Organizing. And we're discussing in just a couple of minutes vigilant response to ICE raids in Berkshire County, where we were the Minneapolis before there was Minneapolis. And what I really want to acknowledge Fernando for is the generating of a community-wide effort to really stand up for humanity and solidarity in a time when there's a real upsurge in a federal government that wants to be lawless. So again, a little bit more from that with Fernando Leon. And thanks again, Fernando, for joining us.
So welcome. We are here with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O, the rock and roll water podcast that you didn't know Pittsfield had. And I'm here with friend of show, Fernando Leon, with Berkshire United, just to make sure I might make a mistake there. It's Berkshire Together or Berkshire United?
No, it's Berkshire Interfaith Organizing.
Okay, Berkshire Interfaith Organizing. Thank you for making that present. And you've been on the show three times, and specifically, given that we're a show for water, we could also touch on ice, because ice is frozen water and allows us to have that conversation. So, Fernando, Berkshire County was really up against it, one of the first areas of the country where ICE came in strong-arming the local community, and people did stand up. Which what's going on right now that you're dealing with in that world of protecting our community members?
Well, we're still dealing with the ripples of that first wave of immigration enforcement. So we're still talking about a community that is afraid of access basic services, go grocery shopping, get appointments with their doctor, send kids to a school, or just let them go play in the park.
Yeah, we were the Minneapolis before there was Minneapolis. And what's the acknowledgement that hasn't really been made, and directly to Berkshire Interfaith Organizing and other groups and individuals who are participating around this, is that the community came together. People did actually stand up for each other, showing some level of solidarity, which then rippled across the country, and just more power to a community that stands together in the face of some kind of onslaught, which isn't, the more I look at it, I'm seeing it's not just about immigration. It's about some kind of preparation for some kind of police state. So when there's no material benefits to being, like you're either you're super duper wealthy or you're really, really poor, and there's no in between, no middle class, and people are stressing out for the smallest things. I see it as a major push towards some kind of authoritarian country, which is actually not who we are. And I'm going to stand that we aren't, because I could see it in people standing up. And the work that you're doing is helping other people stand up, giving other people an opportunity to actually be more courageous.
I think I will agree to say this. This is definitely when we see the rule of law and due process erode, that's definitely a push to towards authoritarianism. When you say this is not who we are, I think the way that we are reacting to this is going to give us that answer, right?
We do have to
realize that the Republicans and Democrats have been funding ICE for years and years now. That's why we are in this situation, right? We have to talk about the prison complex system in America. You know, we incarcerate like over 2 million people.
That's the most, like, that's the most of any industrialized country.
Absolutely.
Per capita.
Yeah. So for me, the invitation is to, for people is to think about, number one, immigration, you know, here in the US gets reduced to a political headline. If we look at immigration from what it is, which is a basic dynamic of humans, because you know, let's remember that people started as a species in Africa, and out of there we migrated through the world, right? So the movement has been constant through history.
Yeah, people move, like rain moves, like water moves, people move.
Yeah, people move, and we will continue to move. We can pretend to those boundaries are permanent, but they are not.
Yeah,
you know, we have rising levels in the ocean. We have political instability. So most likely, maybe us, maybe our descendants will migrate and will move.
Yeah.
So
well,
why are we criminalizing movement when it's just part of who we are as humans?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I also would beg to say that we are also spiking some of that. We're actually spiking the fact of people moving, especially when we're bombing their countries. Like, I don't know a lot of people who would sit still when people are throwing, you know, there might be some, you could talk to the folks if they have access of getting out. But definitely Gaza is one in which people are being bombed. Syria, another, Iraq, and all sorts of Libya. All were spiked to migrate because their countries were being destroyed. Central America was a lot of war going on, funded by us. And that spikes the movement. Like, if we don't want to have people emigrate into our great United States, and I say that with a wink and a nod these days, is we're going to want to stop bombing them. You know, it's actually quite simple. Stop destroying other countries, people will stay. Kind of like the way China is doing business. They're building roads and bridges, and they're not bombing other countries. And they say, okay, you can develop. We're not threatened by your development. Now, there's something I don't know if you could share this yet, but by the time this airs, this will already be over. But are there any ways that you're pressuring politicians to stand up and grow a backbone?
Wait, before we get into that, I just want to bring us back to that question of what type of country we are.
Because okay.
To finalize that reframing on immigration is to ask, instead of asking why are people coming, we should ask what does our response about their coming is, and what does that say about us as nation, as people as well? Because what kind of people are we in the face of injustice? What kind of a people are when we are allowing 3-year-olds to represent themselves in court in front of an immigration judge? Can we really call that justice? I don't think so.
Yeah, I would agree. 3-year-old, you know, perhaps that's in the Buddhist tradition, that's how they pick the next Dalai Lama or the next Buddha. However, in the game of representing yourself in an immigration court, that might not be the best way of doing justice. And, you know, it's actually injustice, like it's lack of justice. And the spectacle of it all is really what authoritarians like, because the incompetence that comes along with using paramilitary force that is now more funded than most of the major armies of the United, not just the United States, but other countries. I think the second four countries combined, some $38 billion being given, it might even be more, for funding ICE, and the lack of training that goes into that, and really a callous disregard for court orders or the willingness to be honest about what they're doing. Really, you know, now the country is more than 60%. As of today, it's around 60% of people who want to abolish that institution, which we call ICE, which might very well happen under its own weight and incompetence. And it's when folks are standing up in the face of fear, in the face of what's going to happen to my position. What position do you have when armed mass thugs go onto the street and shoot you in the face? That's mm-hmm. not exactly freedom. And it's not. I mean, you know, you could drink a beer in the middle of Tiananmen Square without a bag. That might be more free. Will you get shot in the face there? I'm not going to speak to that. But what I'm saying is what we call free might not actually be free.
No, I agree, and I think it is important to contextualize what's happening, because, you know, at the end of the day, Massachusetts is not Minnesota, right? Or is not LA. Like the demographics are completely different. If we talk about the versions, we are a rural area. The demographics are again very different. So what we have to have in consideration is. Number one, like, this doesn't benefit anyone. There is a clear social and economic cost to what's happening, right? We are seeing communities that are going to be destabilized for generations to come. We're talking about children that are going to grow up without a father, without a mother. The other thing is that we have a leadership that is being highly ineffective when it comes to protect minorities and people that are vulnerable right now. You know, we have Governor Haley, that she has the executive power to do a lot of things, and she is choosing not to do so.
Let me stop you there. And for folks who are just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, watching And So It Flows now as well. The only show for H2O. I'm your super waterman, Leslie Gabriel. I am bringing you this rock and roll show for water from Pittsfield. And we're having a conversation with Fernando Leon, and we're having a conversation regarding ICE and what are we going to do with this organization? What you were talking about, the governor of the Commonwealth, Governor Healey, and what are some of the things that she can do if she chose to?
Well, for starters, we are the only deep blue state that still has 287G agreements.
What's 287G? That's 287G. What does that actually mean?
So 287G agreements allow for the federal government to deputize state agencies. So other agencies like state police can do the work of immigration enforcement. They can rent the space into jails to hold ICE detainees and so on. So that for me is alarming. The other thing that she could do is, let's not forget that these ICE agents, they might have federal immunity, but they don't have immunity against state crimes. So if they are violating civil liberties and then they are committing state crimes, there is a path for them to be persecuted. So what I will suggest is, like, you know, like we're seeing what New Jersey is doing right now. The governor of New Jersey, she has opened a portal, a web portal, to recopilate all type of complaints against ICE and evidence. And that
it's a portal to put in whatever evidence you have or reports that ICE wasn't doing lawful things.
Yes, and that hints to prosecution in the future, or at least accountability. We don't have anything like that going in Massachusetts. So, you know, she has condemned publicly ICE, but you cannot condemn ICE publicly with one hand and with the other feed the infrastructure that holds a system like this.
Yep. Yeah, it's like funding, you know, it's like funding the current government of Israel while feeling bad for people dying under the bombs. And it lacks I wouldn't call it honesty, but integrity. Like, if you're going to say one thing and then do something else, the actions are what we want to be paying attention to rather than what people say.
Yeah. I mean, she called to the governor of New Hampshire to close the detention center in that state when we still have a detention center in our own state.
Where is the detention center in the state of Massachusetts?
Plymouth.
Wow, okay. So the place where the immigrants came, Plymouth, the immigrants, the folks who came here, they're going to put a detention center. You know, that...
There is one already.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it just makes no sense. Especially if you're going to be holding immigrants. Like, what legal right did folks who came to Plymouth originally in the 1600s, what legal right did they have to be there? You know, it was their word and they were running from things. Why don't you think the folks who are being held in a detention center are not running from something as well? Persecution or some kind of seeking of asylum or freedom. You know, it's amazing not, you know, like, to actually notice that we're doing that. And what kind of pressure can be brought to bear on the governor?
I mean, what I would suggest is people give her a call directly, you know, and or if she comes to town, they show up and say and demand accountability. You know, why are you condemning ICE publicly, but you are not taking any action? You know, I think like she said, enough is enough. Stop with the rhetoric and actually do something about it.
Exactly. You know, it's not so much that talk is cheap, but we make talk cheap when we talk cheaply. Talk is actually very, language is powerful, especially if you look at it as a roadmap rather than simply as a thing to make the air warm.
I'll say talk is cheaply if it's not backed by your actions.
Exactly. Right? That's what I mean. Exactly. That's exactly it. And for those of you just tuning in, we're listening to And So It Flows and watching And So It Flows, your only rock and roll show for H2O Water, and we're having a conversation with Fernando Leon regarding ICE. And just what are the plans? Do you have any immediate plans moving forward? Do you have any thoughts on any next steps or organizing with other groups around the state?
I mean, I think that there are several groups that are putting pressure on the governor, like MCAN, Massachusetts Community Action Network. I think is, you know, everyone has some responsibility on this. So if you are part of a congregation, you can ask your faith leader for advice, and you can let him know you want to take action on this. I think there is a role for everyone to play. So, you know, you can be part of a rapid response team. You can help and being part of a support network where you help bring food to people that are hiding. You can do donations. You can help people in accompanying programs so they can go to court, they can go to consulates. And most important, I think, is just to put yourself in the shoes of that people that are being brave enough. And they are undocumented, but they are still going to work every day. Yep. I think that's a very powerful example to follow now, because right now fear is being weaponized. And you know, now we are being threatened with, like, if you post something in social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, we might bring a subpoena against you for talking against ICE. And that's part of trying to just crush dissent. And we need to be courageous. We need to not obey in advance. We need to say, this is not going to happen here. So any way that you can take action is powerful.
Yeah. When I was president of my fraternity in college, we had a saying, and this is a clean way of saying it: screw you if you can't take a joke. So the bottom line is, it's no joke. And I also want to extend the invitation to folks who are in the state apparatus. If you feel what's being done isn't correct, go to your superior officer, go to your boss, or if you are the boss, just say no. Just remember Nancy Reagan, just say no. You can actually say no. No is a powerful word. Your toddler probably does it, and it kind of gives them some power to not do the thing that they're being commanded to do. They get to say no and say yes to a world that you want to live in, you know, where people are not shot in the face unnecessarily or being threatened or, you know, and or just simply tell the truth about a situation if the situation doesn't look good for you. And just, you know, Fernando, are there ways that people could find out more about Berkshire Interfaith Organizing or anything else that you're up to in this area?
Yeah, I mean, if you are interested in giving us a hand with any of the initiatives that we have going on, with Berkshire Interfaith Organizing, with Roots and Dreams and Mustard Seeds, you can give me a call, and my cell phone is 413-841-1415.
Yeah, and this goes all around the world. So again, if you're dialing from outside of the country, put the plus one to get to America. And then in the meantime, is there a website that people could sign up to or some way, some portal for that?
No, unfortunately, what we do is we keep lists, volunteers lists. I didn't anticipate it. You asked me for one.
It's okay.
That's fine. But like I say, you can definitely give me a call, or you can contact me through email at organizing.berkshires.proton.me.
Okay. organizing.berkshires@proton.me. Okay, perfect. Thanks again, Fernando. Keep up the good work. Let's all stand up for each other and have some solidarity for each other as human beings and move away from this unnecessary assault on American Constitution, American rights, and the right for people to live and be free. And just thank you so much for joining And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you for having me, Leslie.
Okay, be
Take
well.
Care.
Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble.
Super psyched. Super psyched to be with you. Thanks again for listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Great to be with you. Next week, a little bit of food and water with Margaret Moulton of Berkshire Grown. Talk all about kind of food, the food systems, the farmers, the water.
In the abundance.
Food and water unite.
The food.